So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 8, verse 42. Tvaime ananya vishaya matir madhupate sakrit ratim mudhavatad uddha gange vogham udanvati. So translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Okay. O Lord of the Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. Purport. Perfection of pure devotional service is attained when all attention is diverted towards the transcendental loving service of the Lord. To cut off the tie of all other affection does not mean complete negation of the finer elements like affection for someone else. This is not possible. A living being, whoever he may be, must have the feelings of affection for others, because this is a symptom of life. The symptoms of life, such as desire, anger, hankerings, feelings of attraction, etc., cannot be annihilated. Only the objective has to be changed. Desire cannot be negated, but in devotional service, the desire is changed only for the service of the Lord, in place of desire for sense gratification. The so-called affection for family, society, country, etc., consists of different phases of sense gratification. When this desire is changed for the satisfaction of the Lord, it is called devotional service. In the Bhagavad Gita, we can see that Arjuna desired not to fight with his brothers and relatives just to satisfy his own personal desires. But when he heard the message of the Lord, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, he changed his decision and served the Lord. And for his doing so, he became a famous devotee of the Lord. For it is declared in all the scriptures that Arjuna attained spiritual perfection by devotional service to the Lord in friendship. Sakya Rasa. The fighting was there, the friendship was there, Arjuna was there, and Krishna was there. But Arjuna became a different person by devotional service. Therefore, the prayers of Kunti also indicate the same categorical changes in activities. Srimati Kunti wanted to serve the Lord without diversion, and that was her prayer. This unalloyed devotion is the ultimate goal of life. Our attention is usually diverted to the service of something which is non-godly or not in the program of the Lord. When the program is changed into the service of the Lord, that is to say, when the senses are purified in relationship with the service of the Lord, it is called pure unalloyed devotional service. Srimati Kunti Devi wanted that perfection and prayed for it from the Lord. Her affection for the Pandavas and the Vrishnis is not out of the range of devotional service, because the service of the Lord and the service of the devotees are identical. Sometimes service to the devotees is more valuable than service to the Lord. But here the affection of Kunti Devi for the Pandavas and the Vrishnis was due to family relationship. This tie of affection in terms of material relationship is a relationship of Maya, because the relationships of the body or the mind are due to the influence of the external energy. Relationships of the soul established in relationship with the super soul are factual relationships. When Kunti Devi wanted to cut off the family relation, she meant to cut off the relationship of the skin. The skin relation is because of material bondage, but the relationship of the soul is the cause of freedom. This relationship of the soul to the soul can be established by the medium of the relationship with the super soul. Seeing in the darkness is not seeing, but seeing by the light of the sun means to see the sun and everything else which was unseen in the darkness. That is the way of devotional service. Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tham Sajibam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripata Maham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam. So thank you all for giving me an opportunity to share what I've learned from my spiritual master, His Holiness Srila Prabhupada Maharaj, and all the Vaishnavas. So I'm actually not qualified to be sitting here. There are many, many senior Vaishnavas here, so I seek your blessings. Please look upon me kindly as your child, and please forgive me if I say anything improperly, and please feel free to offer any connections. So my Guru Maharaj, he planted the seed of whatever attraction I have for reading Srila Prabhupada's books, he planted it. And there are many, many devotees like, you know, Krishna Lila Mataji and Krishna Smaran Prabhu and so many others that are my teachers. So they have further helped me to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam more deeply. So I'm grateful to all of them. And there are many, many other teachers also. So I'm grateful to all of them. So thank you all. I seek your blessings and your best wishes. Hare Krishna. So today we are discussing the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto, chapter 8, verse 42. And this is in correlation with the workshop that Krishna Lila Mataji is doing here in Radhadesh on systemic counseling. So Manohar Prabhu was very kind, and he said that although you're all, I know you're reading the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, but he was kind enough to give us the opportunity to cover these two verses which are relevant for the course. So yesterday Krishna Lila Mataji spoke, so today I will try to speak some more. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has already explained everything in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So whatever I'm saying is, I'm just chewing the remnants of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur and I'm sharing. So that's the attempt here actually. And the Srimad Bhagavatam purports are as deep as the ocean. So actually one can spend many, many hours just discussing this verse. But we'll just, I'm just going to focus on a few things. And please kindly accept that. Hare Krishna. the Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. So one word from the Srimad Bhagavatam verse itself that jumps out, if you see on the board, is the word Rathim. So Rathim is also known as Ruchi. So as Srila Rupa Goswami has explained, the stages of bhakti, Adar Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi or Rati, Asakti, Bhava and Prema. So here Queen Kunti Devi is praying. So she is asking for Rati, attraction. So Srila Prabhupada has always explained, so this attraction for Krishna means spontaneous attraction. And he gave us very simple examples. He would say, just like how when a young boy and a young girl, they meet, nobody has to tell them and they develop some affection for each other. Nobody has to tell them to think about the other person. So whatever they may be doing, they are thinking about the other person. So spontaneously, their mind goes to the other person. Of course, this is a mundane example, but Srila Prabhupada would use that example for attraction. So spontaneously, the mind goes to Krishna. But here, she's also talking about, in the purport, she's also talking about many diversions. So the way I understand that is, as Krishna Mataji explained yesterday, so for us to come to the stage of Rati or attraction or Ruchi, we have to cross over the stage of Anartha Nivritti. Right, Mataji? So the workshop that we are presenting is actually bringing to light some of the anarthas that we have. Anarthas are, it's not a judgment, anarthas are unwanted things in the service of Krishna. And they can be attachments or they could be aversions. It's the two sides of the same coin, attachment or aversion. So, as Srila Rupa Goswami explains, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Rati. And then, so for Anartha Nivritti to happen, like my spiritual master explains, we have to put the horse in front of the cart. So one can cross over Anartha Nivritti on the strength of Bhajana Kriya. Adav Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya. And on the strength of Bhajana Kriya, one can cross over Anartha Nivritti, enter into the Nishtha stage and continue in bhakti. So that's one aspect that I wanted to share. So Rati. So as Prabhupada explains, so this Rati is something, it's not very cheap. It doesn't come that easily. And it may take a lifetime or many, many lifetimes. But a devotee is patient. He's ready to wait, even if it takes forever. So what we are exploring in this workshop is the anarthas. So I just wanted to share that. That's the first point that I wanted to share. And then Prabhupada later on he writes, so to cut off the tie of all other affections does not mean complete negation of the finer elements like affection for someone else. And actually Srila Prabhupada he writes the same thing in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So he's describing the items of knowledge. And one of the items of knowledge is detachment for house, family, children. And there he writes, as for detachment from children, wife and home, it is not that one should have no feeling for them. They are natural objects of affection. So this is Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, verses 8 through 12. You can read if you want. So, and here also Srila Prabhupada writes that these are the symptoms of life. So Prabhupada is, he has always taught us that our philosophy of Krishna consciousness is not of negation actually. It is not of repression. But it is the principle of Yukta Vairagya principle. And there are so many wonderful and amazing acharyas in our disciplic line who are actually grihasthas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and so many others. And in fact, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he would come and hear from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was a householder who had 10 children. So Srila Prabhupada has always taught us that Krishna consciousness is not about the varna or the ashrama. One can be in any varna or any ashrama and be a pure devotee. And there are, our scriptures are filled with such examples. So I see many grihasthas here, or to be grihasthas. So there is hope for all of us. Because Srila Prabhupada also said that as grihasthas, we have, by design of the ashrama, there are more attachments. But we don't have to lose hope. So Srila Prabhupada is sharing that here. And then somewhere, I mean, down the line in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is discussing about Arjuna's, he's giving the example of Arjuna. So Arjuna did not want to fight because he saw his relatives on the other side. So he didn't want to fight. But then Srila Prabhupada says, Arjuna heard from Krishna and he carried out the order of Krishna. So that is devotional service. And I wanted to highlight one aspect of it. So Prabhupada here is saying, the fighting was there, the friendship was there. Arjuna was there and Krishna was there. But Arjuna became a different person by devotional service. So this is very important. So we may not have our battles of Kurukshetra, or literally fighting our enemies, but the fighting is there. We are all, we have our own wars to fight. But Prabhupada is saying, but Krishna is there. So he is always there to help us, as Mataji was saying yesterday. And why is Queen Kunti praying to Krishna? Because she realizes that actually on her own, she cannot cut these ties of attachment. So she needs the mercy of Krishna. So she is praying to Krishna. So here Prabhupada is saying the same thing, that the fighting was there, Krishna was there, Arjuna was there, the friendship was there, everything was there. So it's not a change of circumstance, but it's the change of consciousness that Srila Prabhupada is referring to here. And so he says, therefore the prayers of King Kunti also indicate the same categorical changes in activities. So same categorical changes. What does that mean? Same categorical changes. So what Srila Prabhupada means by that is, so it's not the changing of activity, but when it is done in relation to Krishna, it is devotional service. So that's what Srila Prabhupada is saying here. And then somewhere down the line, he says, her affection for the Pandavas, this is Queen Kunti's affection, for the Pandavas and the Vrishnis is not out of the range of devotional service. Because the service of the Lord and the service of the devotees are identical. Sometimes service of the devotee is more valuable than service to the Lord. So does anybody know, I'm sure many of you know, how did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually one devotee, I forget his name, he asked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, who is a devotee? What was the definition that Mahaprabhu gave? Yeah. Anybody who chants the holy name of Krishna even once, he is a devotee. Right. And then, of course, as the dialogue further extended, Mahaprabhu made distinctions. Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and Kanishta Adhikari. But Mahaprabhu was very magnanimous. He said that anybody who chants even the name of Krishna once, he is to be considered a devotee. And then our Srila Prabhupada, he was even more merciful. He said if anyone even turns once a screw in the temple of Krishna, he is a devotee. So I'm getting there. Because here we may be thinking, well, Queen Kunti, her lineage is all devotees. But I don't know about my parents. I mean, they have never uttered the name of Krishna. So how to see this? So if you were to understand Srila Prabhupada's magnanimity, where he said that even if one turns a screw in the temple of Krishna, he is rendering devotional service. So the parents, so we all have parents. Life comes from life, as Srila Prabhupada has taught us. So our parents are actually instruments of Krishna in giving us life. So our scriptures also mention that this human form of life is a very, very rare gift. It is like the boat. It is compared to a boat which can help us cross over the ocean of material existence. And the scriptures are like the breezes, favorable breezes. And the spiritual master is compared to the ship of the captain. So this human form of life is very, very important in the sojourn of the soul, in going back to Godhead. And this gift of the human form of life has actually been given to us by our parents. And in doing so, they have actually served Krishna, because this is Krishna's system. In Bhagavad Gita, he also says, in the beginning of creation, I sent forth generations of men, and I also gave them, I'm paraphrasing, you know, process of sacrifice by which, by which they would gain whatever they need. So this is Krishna's system, as Krishnila Mataji has been teaching us. So Krishna's mercy comes, one can say, in two channels. One is the channel of the spiritual masters, the acharyas, Vaishnava acharyas, or the mercy of Krishna comes in that way. And the other comes in the way of our parents. And in fact, the scriptures are very strong, actually. The scriptures say, Lord Krishna is telling Sudama, actually when they are recalling, when Sudama comes back to meet Krishna, they are recalling the time that they spent in the ashram of Sandipani Muni. And he was sharing how the spiritual master, in this case Sandipani Muni and his wife, how they cared. And then he was sharing that, so the spiritual, the wife, the mother has to be considered as the first spiritual master. So Krishna himself is saying that. And Krishna also says, Acharya Mam Vijaniyan, that the Acharya is to be seen as good as me. So, of course, so they both have a place in Krishna's system. And we have to understand that, that Krishna's mercy is coming to us, you know. And it's very clear, because we don't get to choose who our parents are. So Krishna, he makes an arrangement, and we take birth in that family. And then again in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna mentions, you can read 6th chapter, Krishna says, Arjuna asks, what about the yogi who is unable to finish his journey? So Krishna says that the yogi, so he gives gradations actually. The yogi who does the yoga for some time but is not able to finish the journey, he will take birth in the family of a Suchinam or a Srimatam. Or if he has done yoga for a long time, then he may take birth in the family of a Vaishnava. Yesterday somebody asked in the workshop, what about, you know, prior life? Yeah, so this is Krishna's system again. So depending upon our karma and so many other factors, Krishna, he gives us a suitable birth actually, from where we can further continue our journey. And one of the best impetuses I've seen, at least for me, it works. One of the best impetuses for reaching out to Krishna is suffering. So Krishna says there are four kinds of people that come to me. Chaturvidha bhajante mam. So one who is suffering, one who wants some wealth, one who is inquisitive, and one who is searching for the absolute truth. So suffering is a great impetus. In fact, Queen Kunti Devi is praying, actually. Of course, her prayer is transcendental. She is praying that may these difficulties come to me day after day, time after time, because when difficulties come to me, I can take your shelter. So in a way, when we feel that, oh, you know, I have, you know, Krishna, I mean, it's a bad bargain. You know, Krishna has not done justice to me. I should deserve a better family. Just as Mataji has been saying yesterday, just accept it as Krishna's plan. And in fact, use that as an impetus, as a springboard to actually overcome it. And my spiritual master said, actually in our housewarming lecture once, he said, the path of Krishna consciousness is a joyful path. But he said, but not without its challenges. And he said, and meeting challenges in Krishna consciousness is another joyful experience. Because it gets us in contact with devotees. Like for example, I mean, I'm very fortunate. I came in contact with Krishna Lila Mataji because of whatever I was trying to overcome. Similarly, my wife. So in a way, it depends on how we can turn any situation to our advantage. So instead of not saying yes to Krishna, fully agreeing to Krishna's plan, and then taking Krishna he's not a thankless master, actually. He's not a taskmaster. When he gives us some challenge, he also gives us the strength, and he also gives us all the resources that we need actually to overcome. So he sends us merciful devotees, you know, where we can share our heart. So actually then it's a very joyful experience, because through that exchange, the relationship with the devotee is growing. So loving relationships. So the Rupa Goswami has taught us that Guhya Makhyati Prachati. So the essence of loving relationship is revealing confidentially and inquiring. So these circumstances of life, actually, they bring us in contact with very, very merciful devotees. And we can take their hands and we can walk with them. And we don't even know, actually, that it's, whatever we are going through, it doesn't seem like suffering, actually. So I wanted to share that. It's almost time, 8:25. There's many more things that I wanted to share, at least a couple of pastimes from the Lord's Leela, but we don't have time. So that's all I wanted to share. If there are any questions, one or two, we can take, and then we'll end. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your nice question. Yeah, but as you shared, so there are glimpses, there are moments where by Krishna's mercy, he lifts our consciousness and puts us there where we can see everybody as devotees. But where we are in our devotional service, or I can speak for myself, it's just a moment, it's just a glimpse. He gives us a glimpse. And then we are back to our consciousness. So it's already there in you in a seed-like stage. And how to stay there on the Brahmabhuta platform? By associating with devotees that are on that platform. That's the formula. I mean, where would we be if Srila Prabhupada didn't come? I mean, if you said, you know, forget everybody, I'm in Vrindavan, I'm having a good life. And if you never forget actually where we were before we became devotees, you know, we will never go wrong, actually. And the essence, what does Bhaktivinoda Thakur say? The essence of Vaishnava Dharma is two. What is that? The essence of Vaishnava Dharma is, what is that? Jivdaya and Krishna Nam. Compassion unto all living souls. So as the representatives of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are the bearers of compassion, we have to do that. Like I didn't get a chance to cover, but here we are talking about relationship with the parents on the platform of the soul. So we can say, well, geez, my parents don't know about the soul, right? But I know about the soul. So I have a, in a way, as Prabhupada always says, so with knowledge comes responsibility. Because now we cannot say, well, I'm in ignorance now. So when there is knowledge, then at least from our side, we can interact with our parents on the soul platform. And just by our association, and not actually our words, by our actions, they will also come. And the motivation is not to say, actually bring them up, because that's not our position. We are out of order. We are small, parents are big. So just by associating, just by our association, by our achar, more than prachar. So in a way, we carry the honor or the burden of spiritualizing our relationship with our parents, because they may not have the knowledge. And again, we can say, and how did we get the knowledge? It's not that, at least I can speak for myself, I was not searching for the absolute truth. It's mercy. If you never forget, you know, where we were before we began Krishna consciousness will be very, very easy, actually. So that's my two cents worth. Does that help? Hare Krishna. Okay. Any last question? Always will end here. Yes.
Concerning the affection for the family members,
yes.
From the verse and purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, it appears very clearly that you must cut them off.
Say that again.
From the verse and purport of Prabhupada in Srimad Bhagavatam, it appears very clearly that you must cut them off, and that actually the service of Kunti towards devotees, as the sons and family, wasn't
exactly. And Srila Prabhupada writes, we discussed, cutting this tie of knot of attachment, it is at a subtle level, actually. And then here what Prabhupada is meaning by that is, at least my understanding is, cutting the tie of attachment is, as he was saying, it's not a skin relationship. I mean, of course, they are related familiarly also. But Prabhupada is encouraging, or Queen Kunti is praying, that let that become completely spiritual. You follow? That's my understanding. So it's not that, yes, Mother, you would like to say something? Yeah.
It's bound and bounded.
Yeah.
It's the consciousness. We could see Krishna through our parents' eyes, and that's okay with the affection. Or we can just focus on our parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in the purport, he says it's not a change of seeing, it's a change of consciousness. And when I see that my parents are the arrangement of Krishna, and I say yes and I respect them, I have changed the whole thing. So my affection is detached at that point.
And in love one can, like yesterday we read, in love one can actually become free. Only love can set you free. Yeah, it's again, I don't disagree. Again, when we, the principle of Yukta Vairagya has to be very, very carefully applied under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master and devotees. And without devotees like Krishnila Mataji, at least I would be lost. I mean, like what is Srila Prabhupada saying, this or not. So we need the guidance of devotees. Yeah. Because somebody may say, well, Lord Chaitanya says, asat sangat yag e Vaishnava achar, right? So then, so on and so forth. We can have many arguments against it, actually. But we need, that's why we need a compassionate person to help us understand these things. So, thank you very much for giving me a chance. Hare Krishna.